Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should never have been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're getting our Pilsner on here.
Drink more lager.
Yeah, we got a couple Pilsners from Goldfinger out in Downers Grove.
You made the trip to DG, huh? I think you're opening the same one over again.
Oh, I opened another Pils. Yeah. I meant to open a Bohemian Pils.
Mixed four-pack here? Is that what's going on? Mixed two-pack?
No, I got two four-packs.
Okay.
So I brought up to the studio up here, mixed four-pack, but now we got two Pils open. But that's fine because the Pils is better than the Bohemian Pils, in my opinion.
Okay.
So we have the regular German Pils and then the Bohemian Pils.
Brewed and packaged by Goldfinger Brewing Company, DG. The Bohemian, or the regular Pils, so this is the German. The German Pils is 4.9, and then the Bohemian is not 4.9. I think it's 5.3.
Okay.
5.1, yeah.
It's troublesome using these little glasses.
We got the rods, man. Cheers to Brad for the proper dovetail rods.
There's just...
to go on your stange, if we had a stange.
It's tough because you get a lot of carbonation. You got to stop.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Look at that.
I don't know what happened.
These are the best. Thing. I love these things, man.
But I was at Goldfinger, and I got a slow pour of the Pils.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious, and then, you know, I had to get some stuff to go, and I saw the Bohemian. I was like, well, let's do it back-to-back. What do you think of the Bohemian?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's a little more medium body, where the other one's more of a light body.
Yeah.
So, and this one lingers a little bit longer, which I'm into. This one's more fun to look at. It's got more of a, it's got a deeper gold color.
Right.
The other one had like a really light, a lighter color.
More clear yellow.
Yeah, it was definitely more like that. Uh-huh. So, I think you're right. This one is definitely more interesting than the other one.
But I don't know. I would rather take the regular Pils over the Bohemian. Like, I think the Bohemian is interesting.
Yeah.
It could go great with food. But if you're just having a beer sitting outside on a hot day, I'm going regular Pils for me.
You think about the regular Pils less. Yeah, it gets out of the way. It does its job.
And then if you can get yourself a slow pour of it, that's even better. But Goldfinger had a whole bunch of other beers. This is my first time having them outside of the Half Acre event.
Named after Marcus Goldfinger? It sounds like it's something made up, but I think that is...
Not the movie Goldfinger, like the James Bond?
Or I was thinking Austin Powers, but that's Goldmember.
Is Austin Powers Goldmember?
Goldmember, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Goldfinger. As soon as you walk in, there's a bunch of stuff in on the wall, and I'm talking with my hands, like, on the wall in frames, and it references Marcus Goldfinger. It's like they're related to him somehow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was excited to make it out there and to pick up some of their beer because I've never even seen it in the store. Have you?
No. No. Maybe a bit. No, I take that back because I got the Doppelbock at Benny's.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But the Doppelbock's like a once a year thing.
Oh.
So I haven't seen these in there.
Yeah, okay.
But I may have because they all have the exact same label. Like the Doppelbock has a dragon on it, but it's the same. Everything else is the same.
Okay, maybe I've just overlooked them. But
there's so much stuff in the fucking...
in the aisle?
Midwest aisle.
That's true.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so I went out to Goldfinger. I think I mentioned in the last episode that I was going out for the Burger Guy.
Oh, yeah. But you missed the Burger Guy.
So, you know, Easter was Sunday, this past Sunday. And, you know, the Burger Guy does a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
We're talking Biker Dude Burgers.
Yeah. And so he posts up, and I see, oh, the first date on there is Goldfinger. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's great. Head out. I think I was off on, it was Good Friday, so I was off. And I was like, this is going to be great. Head out there. Plenty of time to hit up the burger guy.
Yeah.
Get in line.
It's a good ass, it's a good ass burger. It's as advertised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we get out there. There's like not a lot of people there. I was like, well, you know, it's Friday. What's happening here? Like, okay. So we sit down and then the lady like comes up to serve us and she's like, oh, you can order any kind of food. And we're like, oh, we're here for the burger guy.
Right.
And she's like, that was last night.
Oh shit.
And then we're like, what's the date? I don't even know the date. I knew it was Friday. I don't know. Is it like
you can't be going
that 7th, the 6th? He was there last night. Mm. And then in Crystal Lake. So way on the other side of the world.
You thought about it though, didn't you? Did you
think about going? It crossed my mind, but I was like, that's too far.
It's ridiculously far.
Yeah.
It's out of range. Mm-hmm. It really is.
So Goldfinger has no food. You can order whatever food you want delivered, but that is not where we were at. We're hungry.
Yeah.
I got there hungry. I was like, I was ready for a burger. So we had to go somewhere else, but I got a slow pour. Maeve got an Eris cider. She was said
okay.
This was the farthest she's ever gone for an Eris cider.
You can probably damn near walk to it.
You can almost see it. Like pull up the binoculars. You might be able to see it through the window here.
And they got the new branding on their little tower on top of the building. So you can see it from the expressway. It's like very nice when you drive past. Or you drive past the Irving Park exit, you can see Eris off the expressway now.
So she went all the way to Downers Grove for an Eris cider. She said it was good.
She's like, I'll have a pedestrian, please.
Yeah. That's fine. She said it was good.
Oh, well, there you go.
The slow pour pills was great. The space is very nice. You've been there.
It's a cool space. I love the side tap handles. It's like very true to traditional roots. I think they even have the horizontal tanks when you look in the back there.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. So okay. It's the real deal as far as like trying to recreate that. Now, I don't know what they're doing with the chemistry in the water like Dovetail does. Because Dovetail's like, listen, Kolsch, fucking cognac water. Cologne, Germany water. Let's make that water. I don't know if they're doing it that, but.
But people say the Goldfinger lagers are better than the Dovetail lagers.
Interesting.
I'd have to have them side by side.
Exactly. That's hard to tell. Because when I'm there, I mean, they make good lagers as far as like you don't have to think of. We say this all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a beer you don't have to think about. It goes down great. You don't have any complaints about it. You want another. But as far as like who's better, I don't know. It'd be good one day to take like a classic German, a German one, like a Paulaner or a, you know, whoever, Lohenbräu, whoever they serve at the fest, have that versus these local interpretations to see what's what.
Those are trash.
Oh, man.
Compared to, give me the American version of this.
Well, it's definitely hasn't been on, the American one definitely hasn't been on a boat for fucking 3 months,
mm-hmm. right?
Getting here. So it's a shell of itself by the time it gets here. That is true.
And it's been sitting on the shelf.
Also that.
For years, because no one wants it.
Right? Like, that's true. If you get a classic German style, right, you're getting them around Oktoberfest season, but you're not getting a classic German pills off the shelf. Not anymore.
Probably not.
Right?
There's no reason to pick it up, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's too bad.
So maybe one day we'll do a side-by-side comparison of Goldfinger, Dovetail, throw Metro in there, see what's what.
What about Motorola? Do they make, no.
Are they still around?
No, I think that's Junior now.
Oh, Junior, yeah.
But they were making lagers at one point.
Apparently not very good.
It's another crew we always miss when we talk about Dovetail.
The lager game?
Yeah, Dovetail, Metro, Goldfinger, we always miss one, I feel like. It'll come to me before the show's over.
Is another lager?
No, or is that the three? It's usually just the three.
Goldfinger might have had an IPA.
Oh, Art History. We always miss one.
That's right. Art History. So that gets tough.
I mean, because I've had some good ones from Art History. It really depends. Honestly, it depends on who's packaging it. Who tastes the best in packaging? Because the real test, and we won't be able to do it, obviously, is to have them all on draft.
So
that's the real test.
But then just in the hypothetical test, someone puts down four cans of each
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you picking up first to open?
Oh, wow. Fuck. I'm honestly, my knee jerk says Art History.
That's what I would say. I don't know why.
Yeah. If I stop and think about it, I'm probably grabbing Art History first.
And then I would go Metro.
Yeah, fair. Because we had that, even as much as I like Dovetail, especially having it there, we had a Dovetail when they first started canning. And we were like, I don't know if I'm happy. I don't know if this makes me happy.
Right.
It doesn't make me as happy as it did when I had it there.
Yeah, it didn't feel like the can version was doing what it was supposed to do. Yeah. And that could have been our cans. It could have been.
Could have been something.
Early on, but.
Because we know we dig their beer. So we're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
But maybe Dovetail, like, gut picking up before Goldfinger. But that's just because I haven't had enough Goldfinger.
So the reality is the one you should be grabbing first is probably Metro. Because they're the ones that have been putting them in cans for longer. Probably, or packaging longer.
Right.
So you should grab Metro first. Yeah.
True. Okay. So then I'm now hungry at Goldfinger. Why not go and hit up the last...
From Downers Grove.
From Downers Grove.
Okay.
Hit up the last altar.
Oh. You're the only person that... Well, I haven't asked. But this is the first time I'm hearing about somebody going to all the altars, man.
This is the stupidest thing ever that I've done. I went to altar 3 weeks in a row in every place.
Oh, this is good, man.
2 months ago, I didn't know altar existed.
Now you've exhausted all your altar possibilities.
So we get to altar.
All in under a month.
It is busy.
I'm impressed. I'm not going to lie.
We sit down. We look at the menu. The original altar in Downers Grove, no food.
Yeah. Okay.
We get up and walk out.
Wow.
We're hungry. We're there for food.
I mean, they probably got, you know, the stupid beef jerky from Reams. Everyone talks about Reams in the burbs. Or pretzels. What about fancy? They might have fancy pretzels. What about that?
Nothing. We're there for. We want food.
We want actual food. Yeah. Nothing that's in a fucking cellophane wrapper.
Yeah. So food. We could go to the other altar. We could just head towards the expressway to get the hell back to the city. Go to the altar in Oak Brook.
Can we talk for a second how the altar triangle even got started for you? Like, how did you end up going to all three altars?
Well, the first altar is in St. Charles, right there on the river. And I only went to that one because I'd never really heard of altar.
Okay.
So, and I had been to Pollyanna, which is on the other side of the river. That was after 93 Octane. Okay. And it was convenient to where I dropped Maeve off for a baby shower.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So then the Oak Park altar, we went there because we were going to a friend was having drinks and dinner at Gibson's.
Okay.
And we didn't want to do...
There's a Gibson's in Oak Brook.
And we didn't want to do... There's no parking lot in Gibson's. So we're like, well, we'll go to Altar first and have a beer. We'll just get out there early and then leave our car, which you're not supposed to do to go to Gibson's. They could tell you, but we went to Altar.
Yeah. So,
and then we didn't walk to our car. We walked a long way around.
As a show of good faith, you actually did patron.
Yeah, so then if we got towed, I'd be like, look at my receipt. Right. I was there. This is on you.
Literally have receipts.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so now you're at two altars.
And then the third one was just,
oh my God.
How do the other two have food in this first one? It's the original, so I get that they don't have food. But
okay.
As someone who's now been to both altars that have food, I assume that this one would have food.
Yeah.
And maybe it's called the altar tap room.
Yeah. No, I have not been to all three altars. Okay. But
yeah, no one needs to.
They definitely, I think all you need is one altar, but it's good to know that you went to all three. That's an adventure. I did not have that on the bingo card of things Brad would do this year.
Yeah. The Downers Grove altar, if you just want to drink, it's nice. It has garage doors, it's open. They're just I don't know. It seemed like a good hang.
Classic, industrial park, kind of strip mall brewery. We've seen them 1,000 times.
Yeah.
More than likely, you've been to this type of brewery more than likely.
There was we have a parking spot. Down the way is a car, I don't know, like a thing that like does cool stuff to cars. A couple people working on like some
customized, like
Honda Civic kind of people out like, there with like spoilers and yeah.
We're gonna put a miniature golf in your Honda Accord.
Need some dragon flames on that Juke of yours. They got you covered. That seems like what was over there. So then we need food, and we're going to we're like almost. Just getting Culver's and just going home?
I mean, I gotta be honest with you, Brad. When I'm in the suburbs, I will stop at a Culver's and I have no shame. I will eat some Culver's.
But I did it for the show, and I went to Ike and Oak.
There you go. A place that for sure has a kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, they slang pies. It's kind of like it's kind of like beer and pizza. Kind of like peace in that regard.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's kind of all they do, right?
Mm-hmm. So it was busy when we got there. And they were like, 15-minute wait.
Dude, that's a nice-ass face.
And we eyed the Jimmy John's across the parking lot.
Because if you're sitting in the patio, at Ike and Oak, you just look straight ahead and there's Jimmy John's fucking so we're like, 100 feet, if that.
Do we just get Jimmy John's and then have a beer and go back home?
I kind of wonder why you're so hungry, but...
We came for dinner. We just wanted. We needed to eat.
Jimmy John's is freaky fast.
It wasn't like starving, but just like we need food. You're drinking now, and drinking and then not eating just adds to like it. Just it's trouble, right?
I hope they got over that alfalfa thing at Jimmy John's. You know, they were out of the alfalfa for a whole for a long time.
And, I'm not sure.
It was the only time I liked the alfalfa.
So then we decide to grab a seat at the bar, and we take the seats of. Two Hounds Red that's getting up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you run into Two Hounds Red at Ike and Oak?
And I took a seat.
I love it. So Steve and the other fellow who owns the joint, right?
It wasn't the other fellow. It was just Steve.
Oh, okay.
But someone else was with him.
That's funny.
He said he was there because he's friends with the brewer at Ike and Oak.
Well, of course.
Because he was from Two Brothers.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
But the brewer wasn't there today.
Oh.
Or that day. So...
That's a pretty good story, man.
That was random. I didn't end up getting a burger because I got the pizza there, which was a pretty good pizza.
Now, what are you drinking? What's Two Hound Red drinking when you go to a place like Ike and Oak?
Oh, I didn't see what he was drinking because he was getting up.
He was out of here.
He was done.
Okay,
I think I ended up with probably the pale or a cold IPA, something like that.
Cold IPA.
Something like that.
I think IPA ingredients, they just brewed like a lager or some shit.
Yeah. It was good. Like, their beers are underrated good.
Dude, and then, you know, we talk about how it's in relation to other locations as far as, like, hitting up multiple stops. Ike and Oak is solid if you're looking to escape, occupy Chicago and just do something else. And hitting the road, sometimes hitting the road mellows me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hit the road, go to a fucking place like Ike and Oak, find 2-3 other breweries that ain't that far away. It's, you know, it's a good hang.
Yeah.
It's a good hang.
There was a little bit of talk of going to, like, Black Horizon after that.
Willowbrook. See? Willowbrook's not far.
But I think after Ike and Oak, we were just kind of like, this was a lot of...
Yeah.
This was a ridiculous adventure.
Yeah.
Let's just get out of here.
Yeah. We already had a chance encounter with Two Hound Red. We've already had our Ike and Oak and our third altar. We're done.
Yeah.
Fair.
Do you think he was there, like... He knew the guy wasn't there, so he's like scoping out, like, what's the competition doing?
But you know,
some ideas.
Maybe. I mean, I think they all borrow from each other.
Yeah.
I forget, and you know, this is all kind of drunk history, but I feel like someone told me that our guy from, Workforce, wherever that is, Workforce guy, just kind of gives everyone his stout recipe.
Okay.
And he kind of encouraged.
Steve was at Workforce.
Right. So Steve probably said it. But you know what I mean? But like this idea of like, hey, like here's the recipe kind of thing. You know, so
I'm not thinking he's like stealing it. Be like, put that, like get the beaker out. Right. Let's figure this one out.
This guy's recorder out, just recording it.
No. So that was just a ridiculous venture out that way, but hit up basically two new spots, done with Altar. Altar's like a safe bet. It feels like a rock bottom at this point to me. Like you could,
okay.
The beer's better than rock bottom.
Yeah.
The food's good. You can take anybody in your family there and just kind of be like, they're going to have something for you. They got a big menu. They have a big drink menu, I think they have wines too. So
that's the sign of a modern brewery, right? A modern brewery is going to have non-beer alcoholic options, cocktails, wine, straight up bourbon, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's an all skate. It's for everybody now. That's what having a brewery is these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So I think the Oak Park one makes a lot of sense. And the downtown.
Oak Brook,
yeah. And then the downtown St. Charles one is real nice because it's right on the river there.
I wouldn't mind checking that out if I'm out that way.
You just go across the river.
You cannot.
And go to Pollyanna.
Yeah. I'm disappointed at the height of that river. It's a very tiny river. Very low tide.
So you can wade across.
Wade is a good word.
That was my big adventure. I also ended up at Old Irving for lunch one day. Didn't grab a picture of that.
No.
And then last night was over at Pilot Project.
Hmm. I don't think I've been there since our epic journey on bike. Oh, yeah. Oktoberfest. That's
what we were very disappointed in their Oktoberfest offerings.
Compared to everyone around them, yeah. I think it was a L on the Oktoberfest at Pilot Project. Yeah.
I was there for a meetup, so it was
Rude? Is that rude to say? I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I was there with a big group of people, and their ordering system is really nice because you're at a table.
Yeah.
You pay for the things you order. You just scan the QR code, you're like boop, 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 pay.
Nice. That's a brewery for the people right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that is.
That was real nice. And the menu, I was talking to some people there and they're like, oh, what's good here? I'm like, well, they're all like the same beer in a sense because they're brewed by the same person.
Why did y'all ask Brad what's going on here?
You know, like, not like the IPA is the same as the stout, but they're all going to be equally as good.
Oh,
right.
Fair. Yeah,
not
fair.
Like. But I was like, it's sort of hard, especially because the menu's on your phone, that you don't really know which beer is which unless you're like going out of your way to get Funky Town or something like that. It's just sort of like, what's the IPA? What's the stout?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
That's true. When they're all under, it's more about, it's even though they have multiple breweries under one roof, you don't see them as that. You just see them all
as Pilot Project.
This is a Pilot Project beer, yeah.
And where you go to District Brew Yards, there is Around the Bend, Burnt City, Twisted Hippo, Cassidy. You know what beer you're drinking because you like went to their location, basically.
That's true.
Pilot Project is like, was that Pilot Project, Brewer's Kitchen? Was that Funky Town? Was that, I don't even know who else was there.
That's very true. And, you know, you're right because, Brew Yards is an all proprietorship, right? Where they all, four fully formed businesses all under one roof, and they're going out of their way to be different businesses that share the same roof.
Yeah.
Where Pilot Project's an incubator. So they're still different businesses, but with the idea that they're kind of startups and that they're kind of, it's more of a program. And then after a few years, you lead a program. So it's a little different. It's not, you know, but yeah. So I guess I'd never really looked at it like that. But you're right. I can see how that experience would be like that when you go to Pilot Project versus going to Brew Yards. Like, they're different. They're the same but different. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it matters. Most people there just want a beer. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily care which place it is unless they, like, are friends or know that place, right?
Yeah.
So.
And then there's the patio.
The patio's great.
The train run right by it.
Yeah, the train sucks, but.
Yeah. Dog friendly, I feel like, right?
Yeah, a couple people had dogs, especially in the patio, and just huge patio, big space inside, great for these nice days.
Yeah, it's a space that kind of reminds me of Hopewell a little bit, where it's just kind of open and what's the word? It's
Hopewell's like a tiny place compared to that.
Hopewell's not as big, but it's one of those places that it doesn't feel like what you know a brewery to be.
Oh, okay.
Like, it could be anything, you know.
They could swap it to a coffee shop.
It could be a beauty shop. It could be a fucking library.
A banana stand.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, it's such a versatile.
Blockbuster.
it's a very versatile space. It doesn't have all the what you know to be a traditional brewery to look and feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was cool. And hadn't been pilot project since our bike ride, so good to stop in there.
And they take care of you too with the Teku glasses, with the fancy cups.
Yeah,
I fucks with pilot
project. Even on the patio, they're giving the glasses.
That's rock and roll right there. Fucking branded full Teku glasses on the patio.
The only person that broke one was a server that I saw. So
I would go to Pilot Project just to have a fancy glass on the patio.
And then I had a couple kombucha beer mixes.
Oh, that's right. Because so who's there? It's Brewer's Kitchen is the house brand. Yeah. And then I want to say Asadi, which I think is like a Indian inspired brand.
Yeah.
Then there's Funky Town. And then there's a kombucha there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, it used to be Luna Boots, but I feel like that was the beginning and they left and now it's another.
Right, because people are like, where's your boots? And they're like, well, they left. Oh, shit, we got to have this.
Probably a house. I bet you it's a house boots.
Possibly, yeah.
I wonder if, and there's no issues, right? Because remember, I feel like there's issues if you brew the boots in the same space as the rest of the stuff, right? Wasn't that a goose that thing? Or a
floor issue.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Who knows? But the beer Booch mix was pretty good. It was like 4%. It was like a watered down limey Moscow Mule, which if it was warmer,
yeah,
perfect. But it was good. I had two of them, so I was just like, I want something low ABV. Yeah. ABV. I'm driving.
Just... How did you if you put it next to a hop water, which one?
Oh, I have to take a hop water.
Okay.
Over that.
Okay.
Yeah. I did try their non-alcoholic honey matcha tea. It was like a cold thing. That was okay too. I was like drinking non-beer things at Pilot Project for some reason.
This is a Brad thing. Where were we? We were at Phobab and you're like, man, but these seltzers though. I was like, we're at Phobab. This is fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, you want that barrel aged thing? No, have you tried this apple seltzer?
You gotta get in on this seltzer, man.
It was good. Anyway, so I've been all over the place. Where have you been?
Rolling. Well, the only place I've been is the place I saw you, which was the opening of Chicago Nitas.
Okay.
Down in, Douglas Park.
We got a little hop water right here.
Yeah, so a little peek, a peek at the Lagunitas Chicago grand opening. We were down there over the weekend, last weekend. So. Mm-hmm.
It was a little preview party for friends, family, media.
Or something.
Something like that. They had food.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Yeah. Complimentary.
Yeah. Okay. And complimentary hop water.
Yeah.
Got to see the little party space downstairs that you usually just look down and it's like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah. Before they closed, that space was really, because they were open. Well, they were open on Mondays and Tuesdays, but only for nonprofits, and nonprofits would party in that space downstairs. So, so that was cool. You know, it's funny. I feel like that space is probably bigger than the tap room. Maybe
close to the same size.
Same size, yeah. So this is a very big brewery in Chicago, Lagunitas. And, I took a picture of the tap list of the stuff.
Okay. Nick also gave Shalonda and I a guided tour.
Well, you know, I'm here for you guys. You know, self-guided tours were the thing that day. And then I'm like, hey, you know, I've done this a few times, so I'll give the tour. So we talked about their ridiculous matching 250 barrel systems. Mm-hmm. And then their 750 barrel fermenter farm where they've got like 20 of these things. It's just an insane amount of space. I remember talking to Mike Siegel at Goose Island. And he's like, people don't understand that they make like five times the amount of beer that we make.
Yeah.
Right. It's just an insane amount of beer that they're making at Lagunitas, or they're capable of making.
When you're on that catwalk, then you see their barrels, and those are kind of sad.
It's not a presentation like if you would go to Goose or Rev or even.
They're like a feature Forbidden of the space.
Phase three.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that at all. It's just kind of wah-wah. Sad trombone when you see their fucking...
Right, there's like a pile of... It's basically like, because you're so high up, it looks like small. So it's like, if it was like a pile that goes in your room kind of thing. Like, I don't know, I just scooted them over there kind of thing. Like, wait, I need to like walk by this, so I scooted the Legos to the corner kind of.
Right. That's funny. Oh, no Waldo. So Waldo was on this list, but okay. There was no Waldo. And we talked to ABV guys, and we were thinking, we were saying, like, that's really the beer that I would buy from Lagunitas more than any other beer is Waldo. Where the fuck is Waldo? Well, literally, where is Waldo?
Especially it being 420.
They had two. Yeah, also that. What the fuck? Did they put it all in bottles? Even if they did, they could have still gave it to us.
Right, like we said, go downstairs. Get
it. What the fuck, man? Oh, so there were two. Well, there was a Belgian at 10% with blackberries, and it was called Vine Barrel and Time. So they had two barrel-aged wild ales.
Okay.
One was a Belgian ale in Bordeaux cask, and another was a two-year fooder beer. It was basically Aunt Sally, which is a two-year fooder beer. It was a sour mash with raspberries aged for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Now, Brad, I think, kicked off with, you got Dogtown?
Dogtown, yeah.
Yeah. I think
was that again?
Dogtown's a pale.
Pale.
Yeah. Dogtown's a pale. They had something called a 3-year haze. I guess they've been close for 3 years, so it's a hazy 5.6.
Okay.
There's Willetize. That was 13%. That's, of course, Metropolis Coffee and barrel-aged Willet rye barrels.
Right.
You know what I had? I started with the pills, 5% pills. The ABV guy said they had the carbon copy, which is basically the IPA recipe, but with dark malt.
Which they said they didn't really enjoy.
They couldn't stand it. They did not have good to say about it. I wanted to try it, but I was at the part of my journey where I was kind of done.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was nice to get over to Lagunitas, though.
I tried something else. I can't remember what was the other one I tried, but I did try the non-alcoholic thing that tasted like a michelada. That basically
like a mocktail.
It was a mocktail.
Yeah.
That was no good.
Oh, that's too bad.
You're gonna mix them, you're gonna blend the.
A little cuvee. I'm just pounding these fucking.
Forget, I had something else too, but when you walked in, when they were showing you the little downstairs room, they were giving out hop waters.
Yeah.
To like kind of, I don't know, wet your beak.
You know, I think that's gotta be something they're pushing hard.
I pick it up pretty often now. When I go get beer or go to the store, I'm like, well, I gotta get another one of these.
Yeah, I think it takes place of a lager in some cases. Like if you had a bottle share, it'll take place of you know, instead of getting a lager, you get a hop water to reset your palate.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I feel like it might go in some cocktails, like a gin and hop water instead of a gin and tonic.
Yeah,
right. It's got a place in your collection.
Or it's like you said, it's replacing a beer if you're at a bar too. If there's like, then you're like, well, give me one of those, and then I'll like figure out what I want, and we're going somewhere else. What's happening here? Like,
It's competitive if you're for low. It's competing with low alcohol beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as an option if you're like doing some session drinking.
There's three flavors. There's two flavors in the regular. So
yeah,
I don't know, check them out, and if they want to like sponsor me and just send me it, because it is kind of expensive. I will.
Is it really?
That's like $16 for a 12-pack.
Yeah, that kind of takes some of the fun out of it, right?
Right. Where a 12-pack of like LaCroix is like $10, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I feel like that. When what I could probably get a 12-pack of Lagunitas pills for $10 or $12.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you charging me more for this thing that isn't really doing anything?
It's fucking water. So weird. Yeah. Not a lot has changed since they were open last, Lagunitas. But maybe that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing it was when you left.
Right. But we were talking to Christina? No. Yeah.
Sounds about
Christina Rose?
Cassidy? Oh, the girl who invited us or Christine? Oh, LCR is Christina Rose.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were talking to her.
Sorry.
And we were just like, this is out of the way. Like, if you're coming to Lagunitas, you're just coming to Lagunitas.
It's very intentional. Yeah, it's not a place you just spur the moment, let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
It's something that maybe people from outside of the city may come to who like Lagunitas beer, who don't maybe want to go all the way into the city.
Right. So if you're coming from the western burbs or if you're coming from south, because Lagunitas basically borders Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live somewhere between Hyde Park and White Sox Park, right, Lagunitas is probably the closest, coolest brewery. You know, after like Mars and Weiner, you know. Okay. So you might be coming from, if you're coming from south, Lagunitas is a good destination for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you're
coming from north, it's a little hard to be like, I'm coming that far. why don't I go to Weiner? Why don't I go to Mars?
Right. You know, and to your point, you know, I was going to say, because, yeah, we were talking to Christina, and I'm like, and I'm just asking everybody, like, oh, when's the last time you just bought Lagunitas in the store? And I think her story was kind of similar to mine as far as it just being like a nostalgic thing, right? So I think she had she worked with a nonprofit, and the nonprofit always brought Lagunitas to their thing. Okay. So she drank a lot of Lagunitas, and that's why she was excited. And ABV guys were like, well, I'm here for the, where's the fucking Waldo? So I'm like, but it's I'm kind of curious. Like, I'm trying to figure out, well, who goes out of their way to drink Lagunitas nowadays, right? I was very curious about that.
Yeah, I don't think I would pick up in the store, but I feel like the last time I had it was probably at a bar that may not have been in Illinois, where I was like, oh, just give me a Lagunitas IPA.
Right, you know what it, you know what it's doing. Yeah,
just give me that. I know it's going to be probably, it's bigger than I want, but I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, and that's important, especially if you don't fuck around and you're at a party, a festival, or like what you said. If you're somewhere and you don't want to fuck around because things are weird or unfamiliar, you're getting a lot of news.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that was interesting. Yeah.
Jugglers, magic show.
Live music.
Live music. There's
a couple of acoustic fellas on stage. Their food. Now, the reason they were closed, we were talking to the ladies who invited us, and the reason they were closed is because for 3 years, right, when everyone else opened, is that they really couldn't find people to work.
Okay. You know? Well, it says far. Right? Like, getting there, right, you have to have a car.
I mean,
you can take the, like, Western bus.
You could walk from the Pink Line, but you're walking through somebody's neighborhood. And I've done this walk before. Okay. And I felt like people might be looking at you. This was years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, people are looking at me.
It doesn't seem like...
like, not in a good way. Like, why are you looking at
like
me?
It doesn't seem like a unsafe neighborhood there.
It's unfamiliar.
Yeah, it just feels like you don't belong.
They're like,
here.
Who the fuck is this dude with this backpack walking down my block?
Right.
That, and that's the walk you have to take to get to Lagunitas.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Years ago.
Right.
But that's how I felt.
So getting there, you have to have a car.
No.
And you're a little like, well, maybe you want to go somewhere else that you're going to have more people coming in, unsure of like what the...
Oh, keep the party going. It's a little more, this more of a discovery phase if you want to keep the party going and go somewhere close with that can support a bunch of people.
Right. Or like if you're working, even not as like a kitchen staff, maybe as a kitchen staff, but not like a chef, but you might be like, well, we don't need everyone. It hasn't been as busy. So you took this job, and it's like, oh, well, now I got to find something else. Like, if you could guarantee, I don't know all the things that go into hiring, like, people for the kitchen.
Yeah, you wonder about foot traffic. But now the new schedule is they're only open Thursday, Friday, I think, okay. Thursday through the weekend.
Right.
So Thursday, Friday,
so
Saturday,
right
Sunday.
There, you got to find someone that's free just 3 days a week who has another kitchen job that they're working part-time at, too. So that gets hard. Like, why right there you're kind of limiting yourself for staff. Like, you're just hiring like these part-time people
it's almost calling it a remote location is a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar to a remote look. It's similar for sure.
Yeah, but they could have easily just reopened and been like, order pizza, get it delivered.
Okay.
Like, just go down, we'll just pick up your food at the door. You know, they didn't need the kitchen thing to reopen.
I think they might figure out, well, it's corporate owned now because they own behind Ken. They might figure out, like, we during the day in corporate, on one day a week, they have guests every week in the kitchen. So whether it's Chick-fil-A or, you know, Culver's or whoever the fuck, like, mm-hmm. somebody come, takes over the kitchen.
Yeah, or a food truck thing, too.
Yeah, or food truck. Have the food truck take over your kitchen. That could be, maybe that'll work too. That'd be more interesting. Their food is very I don't know the word.
Like a little pedestrian or safe. It's safe.
It's a crowd pleaser. It's very middle of the road bar food, right?
Right.
You got your burgers. You got your potato salad.
Got your corned beef or Reuben.
Yeah. No.
There's probably a grilled cheese on there.
No specialties. Just kind of all this stuff. Like, a very good version of cafeteria food.
I think it's a little better than that, but that feels like a little...
I'm trying to say it's elevated cafeteria food. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, what am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying.
There are things you can get everywhere.
Yeah.
And they aren't doing them better than any of the other places. right?
How's that different from what I said?
Well, I feel like cafeteria is like...
It's not a dish.
Oh,
it's
we warmed up the chicken fingers that were frozen.
No, it's fresh, yeah. Elevated.
It's not bad.
American classics. How's that?
Yeah.
Fresh. Oh, here we go. Forget everything else we said. Lagunitas is fresh, elevated American classics.
Food.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, we got it.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Okay. So right there, that's, I think, our question with Lagunitas, which we enjoy Lagunitas. The space is amazing. It's unique. But why would you go there over some of these other places? The one of three. I can't even think of their name now.
Oh, and Pilsen? What is it? Low Res, Alulu, and Mutitong was there, then they left.
Yeah, you can't go to Mutitong, but
yeah, that's true. There's reasons. I don't know where we're going with that. Oh, I will say this about Lagunitas.
One of the three altars. Like, why? Oh, like, what are you getting out of Lagunitas that you wouldn't get at Altar?
Well, yeah, fair.
Altar's now gonna be my baseline. Gotta be as good as Altar.
Like, you could have just went to Altar.
Yeah, you could have just went to Altar. There's three of them. Just pick one. You're good. If you're on Altar, you got a problem.
The chef, before they closed Lagunitas the first time, the chef that they hired used to be the chef at Wrigley.
Okay.
So they gave him a Cubs World Series ring. So the chef, because I get there early at 11 o'clock, they open at 12. So he let me wear the Cubs championship ring from 2016.
Damn, okay.
So that happened in Lagunitas.
There are unique things that happened there.
Yeah, so that's a cool, that was very cool.
Okay.
That happened in Lagunitas. So.
But they're back open now, fully back open, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
So check them out. What time? They probably open 4 or 3 or something like that.
Man, they better open right.
Something like that.
Yeah, I would say that's safe. During the day, I would say on Saturday, Sunday, maybe 11, yeah. 12. But that Thursday, Friday thing is probably 4 o'clock.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here. All right. Turn it down. So then, speaking of Cubs, you were over there.
Yeah, man. I don't live far from Wrigley. I'd say maybe 2.5 miles. And, I'm a Sox fan. But... The Bears played at Wrigley for 50 years. So I have an appreciation for the monument that is Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, and plus I just want to see what the experience is like at Sox games versus Cubs games. So I was at Wrigley and I just walked around, got my 10,000 steps. Oh, but I'm here to report back on all the craft beer that they have at Wrigley Field.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. They do really good Chicago hot dogs here. I didn't want to give them credit, but it's very nice. I wanted to say it sucked, but very nice Chicago hot dogs at Wrigley, man. Okay, they only have one bar. It's not like Sox Park where there's craft beer throughout the park necessarily. They have one bar that specializes in craft beer, and they have 3, 6, 7 beers. So we got Revolution Antihero, Brewer's Kitchen Two Falls, that's a pilot project, Hopewell Ride or Die, Mutitong Toasted Rice, Spiteful. Bleacher Bum. Shout out to Spiteful.
Okay.
3 Floyd Zombie Dust and Buckle Down Party Pillow. Now, not included on this is if you go to the bleachers, there's Lagunitas IPAs on in the bleachers.
Okay.
So they have eight different craft beers for you to try.
Can you get any of them in a baseball or a bat?
Two things about the bat. You can only get beers on draft.
Okay.
And then a lot of times the stations that have the bat don't craft on draft, so you have to get like Michelob Ultra.
Can you take the bat then someone else?
The bat is yours, so you can buy a can and then pour it in the bat, sure.
Okay.
But in order to purchase the bat's $30. You purchase the bat with some Michelob Ultra, you do whatever you want with that, and then you can refill it with craft beer, sure.
Can you bring the bat back the next time?
Oh, and refill it? That's a good question, because I'm not getting a $30 Cubs bat. But I'm kind of curious. I don't know.
Right. These bats they're available at almost every park, right?
You mean around the majors?
Yeah.
I've only seen them so far
at a couple other places. Okay.
I mean, it makes sense. It's just plastic. It's a frosted plastic. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's very good social media content. That's the only reason you're buying the bat.
It's nice, yeah.
Is for the picture, for the gram, for the whatever it is.
It's funny to see at Addison at 94, all these suburbanites getting on the train with their fucking bats, just fucking doing, playing like swords. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I feel like the bat is just like, it's a lot of beer. You have to drink quickly as it warms up here.
Oh, for sure. Because it holds almost, it holds 16 ounces plus like a quarter more of that I saw on the internet.
Okay.
Cubs tickets are $9 on Mondays. Way cheaper than Sox Park. So on a Monday when it's nice out, go get 10,000 steps around Wrigley. And it's actually a very cool stadium. You cannot go in the bleachers. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
But if you do like the guy said, just tell him you lost your ticket. You go to the bleachers, you get logged in his IPA, and au cheval, just hang out in the bleachers.
Okay.
I can't front. It's a cool scene. You know, it is what it is.
$9
tickets. Oh, because they took out all the lights and got LED lights. So their light bill is half of what it was last year.
Oh, okay.
And they're passing that on to the Custy, which I can appreciate that.
That's cool.
There are not $9 tickets on the south side.
No.
And it's way the fuck up top. You get $9 and go sit your ass like right on 200. Like very good seating.
Don't they have standing room on the 100? Can't you just do standing?
So, yeah, 100. So, their thing is, what would be 100 level at Sox Park is 100 and 200 at Wrigley.
Okay.
Right? So, the back of the – if you're at Sox Park and you're at the back of the 100 level, the back half of 100 is considered 200 at Wrigley.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's standing room. There's a handicap and the standing room at the back of what they would call the 100 and 200 level. Yeah. There's handicap and standing room.
But can you buy standing room at Sox Park?
That's typically if the place is sold out and it's a playoff game.
Oh, so you can't just be like, that's no, standing.
No, not
during. They know you'll just go find a seat.
Yeah, SRO is usually when it's a playoff thing. Okay, that's okay. Usually when you see SRO. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just like across the board.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's cool, man.
All right, nice. Any other stops, any other places, anything coming up that you're going to go to?
Man, well, I gotta get out and do something, man. I'm feeling.
Yes, you do.
I'm feeling frisky, Brad.
I have no altars.
Brad, what's all the altars? Brad's waving the flag. I gotta go do something.
Go Burger Guys at Whiskey Hill this weekend.
Not bad. Stout World Champions at Goose Island Stout Fest.
Right. Just got that. A couple of events coming up are during Illinois Craft Beer Week is Dark Lord Day. Bug, Beer Under Glass at Union Station. Tickets are still available.
Beer Under Train?
In Train, On Train. And Mayfestiversary, Dovetail, and Beguile.
That might actually be the best of those three parties.
That closes out Illinois Craft Beer Week. I'm just going to say that's the close.
That's the closing party. Yeah. Closing Although party
Bug is the official closing party, Mayfestiversary is the closing party.
Remember back in the day when Bug used to be the opening party?
Last year?
Those were the days.
Back in my day, last year. All right. I think that's going to do it. Any final thoughts on this Goldfinger pills battle? Pills versus pills?
If you only get to try one, I say Bohemian. But I would drink the OG pills all day long.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I say if you only get one, get regular.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
As he leaves me with the Bohemian cab. All right. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, website, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are there. And next week, we are at Bubble House.
Oh, shit. Okay.
420 at Bubble House.
Okay. Right on.
So look for that episode coming soon. Bavarian Lodge is right there.
B-Lodge. So we do B-Lodge pre or post? What do you think?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We got to get some B-Lodge, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may or may not make reservations because we could just try bar seating at B-Lodge.
Okay. It's been a good 10 years since I've been there.
So we'll see what happens. It'll probably be post just because traffic getting out to Bubble House.
We got to get there. Yeah.
Okay. So, look for that soon.
Cool.
Take care.
Cheers.